Hello.
Hello, this is Andrew with customer support. Giving you a call back. Can you provide me with your zip code, please, so I can further assist you?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Can you say that one more time?
I said, this is Andrew with customer support. Giving you a call back. Can you provide me with your zip code, please, so I can further assist you?
Yes, I needed the call back. I have a problem with something that I bought from you that I returned, and it looks like I was charged again for the same item.
Okay, sir, give me one second.
What?
I said, can you give me one second?
Sure.
Okay. And what's your zip code, sir, so I can further assist you?
95747.
Said 95747.
Correct.
Okay, sir, what's the name on the account, please?
It should be Irene Gomez Alcala, or it's Heriberto Alcala.
Okay, sir. Can you provide me with the shipping address for security purposes?
Yes, it's 1443 Badovinac Drive, Roseville, California, 95747.
Sir, give me one second. Okay, so I do see here on August 26th, she signed up for the 14-day trial for the wireless mini pods and the smart health watch.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
and I got those and I kept them both. And then I signed up for another wireless earphones and I returned that set. And that's the one that I was contesting, and that was on 9/14 that was charged to my account. And then for some reason, after I returned it on 9/18, and I don't know what time you got it, but on 9/24, I got charged again for the same item, $59.95. And I never received that, and I don't know how that got there, because I was on vacation in South Dakota when that one went through. So I got double charged for something that I've already returned.
Hey, give me one second, sir.
I have an RMA number the lady gave me, and I also have my receipt with FedEx. Cost me $11 to return the item, and I do have that receipt also.
Just give me one second, sir.
All right.
I appreciate you holding for me, sir. Just bear with me.
All right.
So, sir, you're saying you ordered two of the mini pods?
No. First, I ordered one, and that was for, and I had to pay $6.95. Then I somehow, by doing a online survey, I ended up ordering a second one. And when I found out that it wasn't $6.95 and that it was going to cost me $59.95 for that second, pair of earphones or wireless earphones, I said to the young lady, I said, no, I don't want it. I'm going to return it. She gave me an RMA number. I have it here. And I returned it. I had to wrap it up and everything. But I returned it the next day. And so that one has been returned to you, the second one. The first one I kept. Then I was supposed to get a refund on that $59.95. But for some reason, I got charged again, and that was back on 9/18. But on 9/24, I got charged again for $59.95 for something that I don't have and I didn't order. So I have a bill, a total of $126.85 for something that I returned. So I want to know why on 9/24, why did I get charged again for something that I did not order and I've never received?
Yes, sir. 1 second.
Okay.
Just 1 second, sir. I really appreciate you holding for me.
Mm-hmm. No problem. I appreciate what you're doing, too, in trying to solve this.
Okay, so you returned the watch or you returned the earbuds?
Yeah, the earbuds. That's what I returned.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. Go through the garage.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Okay, sir. So I do see here that you did return the product and it just got back to the warehouse. There is a restocking fee of $9.95. So I will issue you a refund for $50.
Okay, now I'll accept that.
Yes, sir. So just give me 1 second. One second, sir. Thank you for holding for me. Okay, sir. Just give me 1 second. Just 1 second, sir. Uh-huh. I really appreciate you holding for me, sir. Just bear with me. I really appreciate you being patient with me, sir. All right, sir, just bear with me. I'm almost done here.
Okay.
All right, so I have issued that refund for you of $50.
Okay.
You will also receive an email within 24 to 48 hours confirming that refund. Just
right.
For your notes. Is there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
Yes, there is. Okay.
Okay.
Now, that takes care of that first $59.95 that I was charged.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other $59.95 that I was charged on 9/24? That I didn't charge, or nor did I receive any product for.
So you stated that you ordered two air parts, correct?
Okay, the first one was one of those things where I only had to pay $6.95 for.
Yes, sir.
And then I also got a watch at the same time. The lady took off $10, and I kept the watch and the AirPods, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay, so... On August 26th, which was the first time you signed up for the AirPods, it's a 14-day trial, stating that if not called to cancel within 14 days, you will be billed in full for the products. So that is why you was charged on September 12th for the AirPods for $59.95. So that's a valid charge. You stated that you ordered a second pair of AirPods that you during the survey, but you did not intend to, correct?
Right.
And you were issued an RMA. For that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I get it.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't like this, and I'll dispute it through the bank, okay? And I'm not going to pay that second $59 for something that I didn't get. And I was only supposed
from your
advertisement, the way I looked at it, I'm only supposed to pay the $6.95.
No, sir. Listen to me. Let me explain to you before you weren't charged for anything you did not receive. You were charged for the product you already have. That $6.95, it was for the shipping of the product. And it stated that
yes.
In the terms and conditions that you would be billed for a one-time charge of $59.95 for the AirPod.
Okay.
So we have issued you a refund for the products of the AirPods you did not intend to keep, that you did not intend to order, which the ones you shipped back. So you were refunded for that product. Okay. The $59.95 is for the product that you kept, the AirPods that you kept, that you intended to keep.
All
it's
right.
A one-time charge.
Yeah, I know.
Yes,
I understand
sir.
That. Okay.
And it stated in the terms and conditions, if not called to counsel, you will be billed the one-time charge of $59.95 for those earbuds, which is why you're seeing that charge. Okay?
All right. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
So you're not charged for anything you didn't receive. You received the product.
All right. I'll take care of this. Thank you very much for your
yes,
time.
Yes, sir. What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, I'm going to take care of it by either not paying the bill or contesting it to the bank. And if I win, then I don't pay. If I lose, you'll get your money because you already
yes,
have
sir.
Your money. Yeah, you already have the money.
Yes, sir.
So So I'll let the bank argue with you. I'm not going to bar. I'm not going to argue with it. And
what's their
I'll write my letter to my bank explaining my point of view. If they agree with me, I win. If they agree with you, you guys win. I understand what you're saying that I got
what
a product.
Sir, was it stated that in the terms and conditions. So let me explain the dispute process to you. Okay. When someone finds a dispute, there goes into an investigation of that charge. So they will reach out and we will explain to them the terms and conditions. We will give them the tracking number and everything. And they will see that the charge is a valid charge. And they will not issue you a refund.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
So
that happens.
Okay. So.
Yeah, I'll just wait it out. And if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then I'll accept, that the charge.
All
right.
As a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% refund as a courtesy due to that those charges being valid.
No, it's all right. I'm going to go for the whole amount or nothing because I don't like the way this, I must have either misread it or something, this business of, I thought I was only going to pay one price, but if I keep it, I didn't read that in that.
Yes, sir.
Agreement.
It's stated in the terms.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure you're right. I didn't see it. So I'll just explain it to the bank and let them decide. Okay.
Okay, sir. What if I could offer you a 50% refund on the end of trial charge? Because we want you to get something back. Because if you do it with the bank, you're not going to get nothing.
Well, then what does that mean? You're going to give me back $25?
50% of the charge.
Okay. How much would that be then? Would you refund me?
Okay, just give me 1 second, sir. One second. I really appreciate you being patient with me. Bear with me, sir, one moment. And so you receive $29.97 back.
You know what? So I don't have the hassle anymore. Yes, I will accept that. So, and then I'll pay the rest.
So just give me 1 second. One second, sir.
Chris went up to Auburn with two kids. He came back. He either would have done it today or he would have done it last night.
I appreciate you holding for me, sir. 1 second. One second, sir. I appreciate you being patient with me, sir. I'm almost done here, sir. Okay, sir, I got that refunded for you. You also receive a confirmation email of that refund as well. Just confirm you were refunded. Is there anything else I could do for you today, sir?
No, that sounds real good. Okay, can I just ask you one favor? I need your first name for my notes.
Drew.
Drew?
Yes, sir. Drew.
Okay, Drew, thank you very much. And
you're
I do
welcome.
Appreciate everything that you did to
no problem,
to remedy the situation. You were good, really good. So thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You again.
Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.